Welcome back. You listen to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. If you're just tuning into the show, we're going to have a little bit of fun with this today. You know, we're in some seriously challenging times, unprecedented stuff that we all have to do. And you know what? We decided we're going to roll up our sleeves and get a hold of some of the guys that do barbecue each and every day for a living. So we've been bouncing around the country, mostly Michigan. We've been in Lansing. We've been in Traverse City. We just went to Mount Pleasant. We're having a little challenge picking up our guys in Grand Rapids because they're busy cooking for the lunch hour. But we do have a friend out on the East Coast, Bob. Who we got on the live line?
We have Rob Roller from Iron Kettle Barbecue on the Jersey Shore. How are you, bud?
Hey, how you guys doing? It's Bob Roller, Iron Kettle Barbecue.
Yeah, so when I talked to you, you were in Isle Mirada doing some fishing. You're probably trying to get back to Jersey about now, aren't you?
We are. We just got done eating breakfast at Midway Cafe. Getting ready to head on back to the airport. I feel bummed, but got to get back to barbecue.
Right. Yeah, Isle Mirada, did you hit them all right down there? Did you catch something?
Yes, we did. We got plenty of fish. We got a bunch of snook, got some mangrove snapper.
Yeah, nice.
Sharks.
That's the best fishing in the world.
Yes,
love,
it is.
Love it. So you are on the Jersey Shore, and I go out to Atlantic City a bunch, and I see my buddy Paul Rotella, who's with the New Jersey Broadcasters Association, and we hang out in Atlantic City, and I just thought we're on WOND out there, which is powerhouse legacy station, and okay. I just wanted the folks that listen to WOND to know where they can get good barbecue on a takeout basis to get through this quarantine, to survive the quarantine with a little barbecue.
Yeah, we're located out there on Route 50 in Seaville, just outside Ocean City, New Jersey, probably about 20, 25 minutes from Atlantic City. And we provide delivery, pickup, and we do fully catered parties. We're set up to do corporate events. No parties too small. We do drop-offs, and we can set anything up anybody wants. We have a thing where we set up rolling Cambros, hot boxes, where it can be hot or cold. You order up a party, we can put it in the hot boxes, drop by with the trailer, drop it off. You eat it, call us up, and we'll pick the box up on the way back.
Wow, that's pretty cool. That's a novel idea because then it's hot anytime you want to serve it. You're not just bringing it and leaving it there.
Well, hot or cold. The rolling box, a lot of times we'll put the top, put the bottom cold and the top hot.
Yeah, makes a lot of sense. So tell us a little bit about your menu. We're Midwest here, and we've got a little bit of influence from all over the country with regard to how we do barbecue, but tell us what's unique about yours.
Well, what's unique about us, we do everything. We do pork, beef, chicken. We have a lot of sized mac and cheese, our signature Iron Kettle baked beans, five cheese mac and cheese. I mean, it goes on and on. Whatever you guys want. You want steaks, you want lobster, you want brisket, you want pastrami. I mean, we pretty much do everything. This year, we do some festivals in the spring and some in the fall, and we basically book everything in between. We keep busy with private parties and drop-offs. We're going to probably add pastrami to our menu and fish tacos and try and drum up some crab cakes and all that good stuff.
Wow, you got a variety of menu. Now, do you have a sit-down restaurant, or is all of your stuff takeout and delivery?
It's takeout and delivery. Again, we're set up to do Kiwami in terms of private parties, but we have it set up where we have two, three trailers on site on our property, and people can come pick up their food, or we can take it to them.
So I imagine with
campgrounds around the area for ribs and chicken and all that.
With the way things are right now, I mean, you could just about. I'm thinking like Jop. I'm thinking like the ice cream truck where he just kind of goes down the street and you ring a bell, except you're handing out barbecue instead of ice cream.
Yeah. we could do that. It would be easy to do, but we have a lot of people call us up. A lot of times when we're done festivals, usually we don't have rib stuff, but I got a whole list of people that I call without anything left. I give them a call and we drop it off to them on the way home from wherever we're at in festivals.
Oh, nice.
So, yeah, it's pretty cool too.
So what's your weather like out on the Jersey Shore right now?
Well, we're still in Isle Mirada.
It's no, but I mean,
80 degrees here now.
Typically in Jersey right now, what kind of temperatures are they hitting?
Well, right now, I think it's running about 60, 70. I think the weather says tomorrow it's going to be around about 50 and sunny.
Nice.
So it's bouncing around between 60s and 70s and 50s. But, all yeah, right. You get the, no matter how cool it is, you get the cookers going. It'll keep you warm.
Yeah. Yes, it will. So if people want to find you just to do a small party or even a dinner for a larger family, how do they get a hold of you?
Well, there's multiple ways. You can call my phone number, which is just my cell, 609-425-4130. We also take texts. People text me their menus, or they can email me at info@ironkettlebarbecueandcatering.com.
Yeah, and so their website is ironkettlebbqandcatering.com. So hit that website. It's a full featured website. If you look at this website, you're going to want to order something because you've got great pictures. It just, I don't know. I get the feel that you really understand barbecue extremely well.
Well, we do. My background is we used to do a lot of corporate parties. We've catered 2,000-4,000 people on Saturday and Sunday afternoons. And at the same time, we're sending out, this is the company I work for, I grew up with, we'd send out parties also, pigs to go, drop-off parties, all that stuff. So while we're catering 2,000-3,000, we're still sending out off-prem stuff.
So I'm curious, I saw those big smokers, your big smoker trailers. What kind of a profile would you call your barbecue? Is it a Memphis? Did you get it from Alabama, the Carolinas?
Well, I would say Kansas City barbecue because we got tomato base.
Okay.
We do have some stuff that has North Carolina, vinegar-based sauces and stuff like that. But our main sauce is a Kansas City base with a tomato base. It gets its heat from peppercorns, and it's a very good sauce. It has a slightly sweet, but it's tangy, not super hot.
Nice. And how did you ever learn how to do brisket?
From years of doing it, just playing around, putting it on the grill, putting it in the cookers, and just playing around with it and cooking it different ways, cooking it wrapped, unwrapped. Best way is to cook it, get a little crust on it, and then wrap it in tinfoil, and then finish it off. And then you get a nice crust, but not overdone, but it's
sounds
very
good.
Very tender.
That's awesome. Rob Roller, Iron Kettle Barbecue, the Jersey Shore. Check them out at ironkettlebarbecueandcatering.com. I hope you got your fill of fish because it's time to get back to work, buddy.
Well, I brought some home with me so we can put it on the grill and smoke them. So.
There you go. Hey, thanks so much, brother.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me on the show.
Yeah, you're welcome. There, all you folks out in WOND, God bless. We hope you're surviving this quarantine of the China syndrome. But you go down and see Iron Kettle Barbecue, and he'll give you some love.
Because he's a man, and it's time for some man law.
Now you're a man! A man, man, man! Now you're a man! A manny, manny, man! A man, man, man! You are now a man! You're a man! Now you're a man!
Yeah, today's man law. If a man ever does something wrong, which we normally don't, a simple oops, my bad, or any variation of cuss words that get the point across will suffice. No need to say, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I guess that's right. That is man law. Good enough. But
So, Jop, I when I was in the service, I had spent 4 years out in the South Pacific, and I really abused my skin, and as you can see, I look like I'm molting right now. Once a year, I have to get this cream from my dermatologist to burn all the dead skin off so I don't end up with whatever that really bad
skin
cancer.
Well, all the birds molt in the spring because you got to feather your nest, and then you're going to be good all summer, man. It's
well,
good.
Well, there's a type of skin cancer you can get anyway, so I do this to avoid it. And my face, it's all red, and I feel like I'm absolutely on fire.
Matches your neck now.
Hey.
Truth hurts sometimes. I hope it's not as bad as your face.
It doesn't hurt at all.
Oh, God. Well, hey, coming up next, maybe we'll give a run at Two Scots again and see if we can get a hold of them and finish out this tour of great barbecue joints around our listening area. But if not, we'll come up with something to talk about, so stick with us. We'll be back.